This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on enhanced partnership between India and Brunei. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
India and Brunei Darussalam established diplomatic ties back in 1984. Indian mission in Brunei Darussalam was established on 18th May 1993. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is the first Indian Prime Minister to make a bilateral visit to Brunei. To discuss more on the visit, I am being joined by Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar. Ambassador Sajjanhar, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, before we delve deep into the subject, could you explain the history of the ties which both the nations enjoy?
As you mentioned very correctly, it was on the 1st of January 1984 that Brunei Darussalam got its independence from the British. It was a British protectorate. It was a British colony before that. And within a few months of its getting independence, it established diplomatic relations with India in May of 1984. So this is the 40th year of establishment of our diplomatic relations. It is also the 40th year of the attainment of independence by Brunei Darussalam from Britain. So this is a historic event. This is a historic moment, both for Brunei in its own path to development and progress, as also in bilateral relations between the two countries, because our diplomatic relations were established in that year. And also equally, if not more significantly, the first bilateral prime ministerial visit from India to Brunei Darussalam. Before that, we had, of course, seen Dr. Manmohan Singh had gone as to participate in an East Asia summit that was organized in Brunei during his tenure. But there has been no bilateral visit, and I think it was to the credit of Prime Minister Modi that he decided to go on a bilateral visit to Brunei this year. Of course, in this period, we have witnessed four visits by the Sultan of Brunei Darussalam to India. The first in 1992, the second in 2008, the third in 2012, when we marked 20 years of the establishment of the strategic partnership between India and ASEAN, and then in 2018, when we celebrated, when we marked the 25th anniversary, and that time the Sultan was also the chief guest on India's Republic Day on the 26th of January 2018. So it is indeed a historic moment. Both the countries have strong ties, but of course the potential is much greater in every sense, whether it is in the area of bilateral trade, bilateral investment, in the area of energy exports from Brunei to India, because Brunei has huge supplies, huge reserves of oil, gas, and other fossil fuels. Also in the area of space, in the area of defense. And I'm happy that during the visit of Prime Minister Modi, number one, it was decided to upgrade the relationship from diplomatic partnership to enhanced partnership, so that both the countries will give added attention. Also, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the new building of the Indian Chancery yesterday in Bandar Seri Bagwan, the capital of the country. And also from November, we will have the Brunei Airlines will be starting direct flights between Bandar Seri Bagwan and Chennai, which will give a further impetus to bilateral ties.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, since you spoke about it, it brings me to my next question. How do you look at the enhanced partnership which both the countries have elevated their relationship to? Can you please explain what is enhanced partnership and how important is it for strengthening the bilateral ties between the two countries?
Yeah, what it really means is, I think it underlines and emphasizes both the countries are very keen to take their relationship to the next level. They have had good relations, they have had positive relations, they have had strong relations. But now time has come and both the sides have realized that it is time to take the relationship in every sense of the word, whether it is trade, investment, defense, space, agriculture, fintech, people-to-people contact, connectivity, strategic cooperation, to the next higher level. And the joint statement that has been signed between the two countries and what the two leaders said during their discussions, I think this gives a very strong indication that both the sides are keenly interested to enhance, to increase the intensity of their partnership to the next level, not only at the bilateral level, but also at the regional level, because regionally we find that China has been expanding its influence, its footprints in that region. China initiated the Belt and Road Initiative in 2013, and it has demarcated a portion in the South China Sea, which is a huge body of water. It's about 4 million square kilometers. The area of the South China Sea is even more than the area of India. India is 3.2 million square kilometers. So this is also an area geopolitically that both the sides discussed. And there was a large measure of agreement between both India and Brunei, and that is reflected also in the joint statement.
Ambassador Sajjanar, I would like to understand from you, in your opinion, how significant is the timing of the Prime Minister's visit to Brunei, despite having diplomatic ties with the nation from past 40 years? How do you view this?
I think the timing is very right. Timing is very appropriate because we have seen, as I mentioned, over the last 10, 12 years, we had Mr. Xi Jinping, the President of China and the General Secretary of the Communist Party of China. He took office in 2012. And since then, the policy of China has become more expansionist. It has become more muscular. And it is creating problems for many countries in the region. And of course, the whole area of South China Sea is very important for India also, because about 40 to 50% of our trade also goes through this region. So we want a free, open, inclusive, peaceful Indo-Pacific. And this is also what Brunei wants. And also, I think if you were to look at in terms of, you know, what I had mentioned, that Brunei has very significant reserves of energy, of oil, of gas, and India imports about 85 to 87% of its total requirement of oil because it is highly energy deficient. It also imports about 40 to 50% of its requirement for gas. So in this area, if India is growing at a very rapid pace of more than 8% per annum last quarter, India's GDP growth was 8.4% per annum in the last quarter. And so for its economic growth, India needs energy. And in that context, a long-term contract, a long-term agreement has been signed between the two sides for export of LNG liquefied natural gas to India. In addition to that, we have cooperation in the area of space, cooperation in the area of defense, and agreements have been signed to further enhance this cooperation, particularly in the area of space. If I could mention, the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has had an office in Brunei since 2000, and it was decided to upgrade this cooperation, this collaboration. Also, in the area of defense, we have decided that there should be more training, there should be more port visits, and whatever cooperation can take place, that should also be undertaken. So I think the timing is very right, timing is very appropriate. It sends out a very clear message because the Prime Minister mentioned that our policy in the region in ASEAN, whether it is Act East or it is Indo-Pacific, it is of cooperative development and not of expansionism.
Ambassador Sajjanar, prior to Prime Minister's visit, the External Affairs Ministry held a press conference and officials said that they have been trying to improve the trading figures with Singapore, where Prime Minister landed today, by reviewing the 2009 ASEAN-India Trade in Goods Agreement. And they are trying to reduce tariffs. And also in Brunei, they are trying the same. So, do you feel any movement has taken place during the Prime Minister's recent visit to Brunei on this aspect?
Yeah, it's a very important issue. 2009, the agreement was signed, the bilateral FTA between India and ASEAN. And the discussions, negotiations take place at the level of ASEAN and not so much at the level of individual countries. And in any case, Brunei, as compared to the other countries in ASEAN, whether it is our bilateral trade relations with Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, those with Brunei are rather modest. So when the Prime Minister goes there, of course, we discuss on the bilateral trade and investment relations. But since you've asked me about this India-ASEAN FTA, now the discussions on this started quite some time ago. The reason for this being that we found that after signing the bilateral FTA, the exports from ASEAN countries to India increased significantly, but we were not able to take advantage of the lower tariffs in ASEAN countries. Our exports to ASEAN did not increase in a very significant way. And that is why India came back to ASEAN and said that we must have a review of this so that we can moderate in such a manner that the benefits of the India-ASEAN FTA in goods are commensurate, are balanced for both the sides, both India and ASEAN. So these discussions have been going on for some time. And at this curtain raiser, what the Secretary East in the ministry said, that we hope these discussions to be completed by 2025, that is next year. And hopefully then we can see there should be some increase in the export of Indian goods and products also to ASEAN countries. I will also mention, this was one of the reasons why India did not participate in what was called the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. You would remember that this had started, negotiations started in 2012. India was a very active participant in these negotiations. But then I think it was in 2019 that India announced at the meeting at the East Asia Summit in Bangkok that India would not be participating, basically because it could see that because China is also a member of RCEP, that exports from China to India will increase, but India's exports to the RCEP countries, ASEAN plus China plus some others, that do not have great potential for increasing under the present circumstances. These discussions should be completed by 2025. I don't think that there would have been too many discussions held on this particular subject, except that it would have definitely been raised in the discussions that this is an issue on which we hope that progress will take place within a short time.
As it is, Sajjanhar, people-to-people ties between the two countries are set to expand and improve as the announcement of a direct flight from Bandar Seri Begawan to Chennai has been announced. How do you view the overall people-to-people ties between the two nations, and could you also talk briefly about the Indian in Brunei?
Yeah, there are, I think, about 14,500 to 15,000 Indian community in Brunei Darussalam. They have been there for a long time and they are cooperating and collaborating in the growth, economic progress of that country. They are very happy, and when Prime Minister Modi went there, he was given a very rousing welcome by the local Indian community there, the diaspora there. And as you very rightly said, this will increase air connectivity, will enhance relations, people-to-people contacts, people-to-people ties between the two countries. And it will also help in tourism, and it will help in better understanding between the people of the two countries. Brunei is a small country, or just about population being a little less than 500,000, little less than 500,000. But as I said, it's a very prosperous country. Per capita GDP is very high, in the range of $90,000. And so better connectivity will help the citizens, the nationals of Brunei Darussalam to come to India. There'll be better understanding, better ties, and of course, there'll be better opportunities for Indian people to go to Brunei and to see whether it is employment or whether it is for pleasure they want to visit. So I think all of this is going to happen, and it will provide a significant impetus and fillip to bilateral relations between the two countries.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, this was truly an enlightening discussion. Thank you so much for sparing your valuable time and participating in Spotlight today.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on enhanced partnership between India and Brunei. The participants were Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Biksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani.